From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. As we enter the first year without an overtime exemption for agriculture, many are still working on how they're going to manage labor on their farms. New WAFLA CEO Enrique Gastelum says that is one of his top priorities moving into this new world.
And so we're doing our best to help farmers and their businesses try and understand how to practically implement the new law and come up with ways and solutions to sort of navigate it.
As for the fears that the new laws will drive workers to other states, Gastelum says there's two sides to that coin.
One, because of the federal regulation for the H-2A workers, when they look at the adverse effective wage rate of $17.41 per hour, and even the higher per piece rate wages that need to be guaranteed on these H-2A contracts, I think employees from other countries, when they look at those wages, are like, yeah, you're still double or, 35-40% higher than some other states.
And fortunately, Gastelum feels like that is a big positive.
Washington, Oregon, California are still more desirable places, or it checks the boxes for a good place to go, right, on the financial aspect.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the new overtime laws and Gastelum's message to the ag industry and employers.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.